Mercy, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine, but I'm worried. I didn't see my period this month.
Oh, when you did last see your period?
Honestly, I don't remember, but I'm afraid I might be pregnant too.
Have you taken a pregnancy test?
Yes, I have. I bought one in Farmacia. I was ashamed to tell you. It turned out positive, and now I don't know what to do.
First of all, we need to understand if you're really pregnant by performing other tests or an ultrasound. And after, you need to understand what you want to do.
I'm sure I cannot afford to keep this baby at this time of my life.
Well, first of all, in Italy there is a law called Law 194, which allows you to end pregnancy in a safe way during the first 3 months. In this case, you need to go to a place called Consultorio. Is the Women's Health Center, where doctors will follow you throughout the steps. I can tell you how it works anyway, if you feel like.
Yes, please. I heard some of my friends stopped pregnancy from home without going to consultorio.
Oh yeah, don't do like that. First of all, it's illegal in Italy, and most of all, you put your life at risk, and it's dangerous for your health. We also know that some women take drugs on their own without any doctor's advice, but we know as well that many of them end up in the hospital later.
I understand. Then I want to know how it works in a legal and safe way.
There are two ways. Within a 13th week of pregnancy, it's possible to end a pregnancy with the little surgery you have in the hospital. You enter in the morning and leave in the afternoon. Instead, if you are still at the beginning of your pregnancy, within the 7th week, it's possible to abort by taking some drugs without surgery. A midwife will give you the drugs. Anyway, first of all, it's important to go to consultorio, where you will get a pregnancy certificate and all the necessary information. Don't worry, this is the safe way to protect your health. In the hospital, they will call a translator for you to make sure you understand all the information and to let you ask any question you might want to ask.
I understand, thanks. And what if I want to carry the baby but not to keep it after giving birth?
In this case, you can go for what we call secret mom. It means you keep the baby and after you give birth, he or she will be immediately given to an adoptive family.
Okay, thanks. Now it's all clearer. But how do I make it? Should I book an appointment?
Since it's an urgent thing, you might go straight to consultorio and ask to see a midwife. Then, if you have many doubts or if you feel lonely making this hard choice, you might ask to talk to a psychologist who will support you and help you taking the decision which is the best for you.
I'm sorry to be in this situation.
Mercy, but do you know that the only way to avoid pregnancy, if you don't want a baby yet, is to use birth control methods? Doctors and midwives from consultorio will give you detailed information and support you to choose the best birth control method for your lifestyle.
To be honest, we were using a condom but it got broken.
Then, in this case, there is a faster solution called day after pill. It is a pill you can buy in farmacia, though you need a doctor prescription if you are underage. You need to take this pill within 70 to 120 hours after you had sex. Remember that this is not an anti-baby method, but it's something you might use only in emergency situations, since these are drugs you should not use too often. Since your condom got broken, you might not be protecting against sexually transmitted disease. So remember to have your check in a couple of months.
Thanks so much. You have been precious. It's difficult to know all these things, especially if you're not in your country. Tomorrow we'll surely go to see the doctors in consultorio.
Bye, Mercy. Take care of yourself.